Second IZ officer charged in Minnesota related to Operation Metro Surge. Hennepin County Attorney Mary Moriarty has laid charges against a second U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officer over a January 14th shooting in Minneapolis that injured an illegal Venezuelan immigrant. Christian Castro, 52, was charged on May 18th with 4 counts of second-degree assault and 1 count of falsely reporting a crime relating to the incident during Operation Metro Surge in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area. Moriarty alleged that Castro fired his weapon through a front door, knowing there were people who had just run inside. The bullet traveled through the door and struck Julio Sosicilis in the leg before lodging in the wall of another room. Castro was one of 2 IC agents involved in the incident. Initially, the agents reported that 3 criminal illegal aliens violently assaulted them with a shovel and broom handle in an attempt to escape arrest and obstruct law enforcement. A few days later, ICE reported the officers had lied about the incident and were placed on leave. Acting IC Director Todd Lyons said the U.S. Attorney's Office was actively investigating the false statements that could result in federal prosecutions. The shooting was one of multiple incidents in January during the Trump administration's surge of federal personnel into Minneapolis and the region to conduct investigations into alleged widespread fraud and abuse of federal social services and immigration systems. Moriarty was among several state officials who were vocal critics of the tactics of officers involved in the federal immigration law enforcement drive. In April, Moriarty charged IC agent Gregory Donnell Morgan Jr. with 2 counts of second-degree assault for allegedly pointing a gun at a moving vehicle. In the latest charges, Moriarty challenged the notion that federal agents have immunity from state prosecution. Mr. Castro is an IC agent, but his federal badge does not make him immune from state charges for his criminal conduct in Minnesota, Moriarty said in a statement. Moriarty said the state charges are ineligible for a presidential pardon if Castro is convicted. Castro's attorneys would likely ask the judge to move the charges to federal court, but it would still be prosecuted by county attorneys under state law if the removal were granted, Moriarty said. It is not clear if Castro has obtained an attorney. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security and ICE didn't return a request for comment. A nationwide warrant has been issued for his arrest.